to apply for my state park annual permit yesterday. What used to be free to us citizens, but now costs us taxpayers because, well, the state doesn't have enough tax dollars for what it used to have enough for, so the budget needs to be balanced. Now the poor can pay what the guy launching his 25-foot Bayliner pays for a permit. Same way he does at the gas station for the gas tax. Same as he does at the drugstore. Same as he does just about everywhere he buys something. This is what we call recessive taxation. No breaks for the indigent. You know, folks we now refer to as takers. Big break for the wealthy, though, evens the playing field for somebody. I'm not so poor anymore. Maybe I should harden my heart, take up polo, spend my days investing on the stock market, and figure I got mine. Those who don't, well, they probably didn't work hard and make the right decisions. Plenty of them down here on the South End living on the wrong side of the road. Probably like poverty. Got what they deserve for not going to college or working at Boeing or being born white or male. So I go online for my permit because I can afford a computer and DSL. Good website, easy navigation, sign me right up. I notice, though, if I apply online, it costs $5 more. And I remember the same thing happened on my vehicle licenses. They want me to go through a private vendor, see? Job creation. Get rid of that state job, which apparently isn't as valuable a job as a private one, and now we pay less taxes, right? Sure. Of course, I gotta pay it privately now, kinda like saving money on garbage pickup in the city. Turn it over to waste management, well, your taxes go down. But you gotta pay waste management now. Costs more since they don't have much competition, but at least you're not paying more in taxes. It's a little like contract soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan. Better, I hear, to pay double or triple pay for Blackwater boys and to recruit more volunteers or, God forbid, draft kids to fight our wars. I sure don't want to pay more taxes. Neither does Boeing, or Amazon, or Weyerhaeuser, or Cabela's. I guess why we give them huge tax breaks. Sure glad taxes aren't going toward helping out our state parks, and that extra 15% to give the private sector a piece of the pie, well, at least it won't raise my taxes. And the poor? Let them eat cake. But I don't recommend they order their bakery online.